This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy, what is today? Today is Thursday. This week's going by so fast. I'm really excited because tonight Riley's Cup of Tea returns, where I chit chat about all things either celebrity or music or a few things in the news. Only a couple of things I don't really ever touch are, you know, religion and politics, because it's kind of like, who do you want to piss off today? But most of the time when I like to talk about things celebrity these days, I like to talk about Vanderpump Rules and all things Bravo. It is my ish. I literally have a mat in front of my house that says, come back later, I'm watching Bravo, if that gives you any idea of the obsession. But I like to do this segment with some of the people that listen to my show. And this particular guest that we have with us today has been a We Got This Army before We Got This Army was even a thing. And she listened to me on my old show. And now it's kind of like, I can't even call her listener .. because she's one of my closest friends nowadays. And that was like one of the greatest blessings I got out of terrestrial radio. So without further ado, hi, Dee.
Hi.
So Deandra is not as much of a Bravo obsessed human as I am, but I got her, and I'm so proud of this actually, stuck on Vanderpump Rules. And I did that, like, you were kind of reluctant to watch the show, weren't you?
I was, but I live for meth, so it was natural.
I know, right? It's like Marshall always says, my husband Marshall says, that I project after I watch the show. It's like I seek conflict. Like, if you ever did this to me, blah, 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 blah. Like, I always watch Bravo because sometimes even when my life is an absolute mess, I'm like, well, damn, it's not as bad as Scandoval.
Okay, that's who you need to get up here. The men who have to deal with their ladies that watch Bravo.
For real. I mean, honestly, it's like a sickness, but tonight, I wanted to talk with Deandra because we both just watched the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules, the one that kind of spilled over into the Valley. We're going to get into some of that as well, because obviously everybody's talking about Brittany and Jax breaking up, because they were like the last couple standing from the original cast. And they have a baby, you know, so that's, as much as people don't like Jax, that's still kind of sad the way that it's going. So let us get into it. So last night, or in the episode, or two nights ago now, we saw Ick. So I'm going to let you decide, Deandra. Do we want to talk about Sheena and Dancing with the Stars and her little jealous ass? Do we want to talk about Tom's assistant? Or do we want to talk about, well, we're going to talk about it all. Or do we want to talk about the sexy singles party first?
Oh, that's a hard one. But I have such strong feelings about Sheena, so we can start there.
Okay, cool. So Sheena was one that always bothered me. No, not even just because she came into the scene in this group, like being the quote mistress or whatever. It just, she seems like she's a sweet person, but can't get over like her opportunistic tendencies. It seems like, I don't know, like she didn't get enough attention as a child or something. Like, I think she's a sweet girl. I think she really does care about her friendships, but I think she cares about her fame a little bit more. So last night we saw her talking about totally not being jealous of Ariana, and she's so happy that she got on Dancing with the Stars, but she was talking, I mean, it's always just like, it's about me with this girl. And like, DeAndre, you said, I love what you said about her in terms of the whole Dancing with the Stars mess. Like, so what are your thoughts on Sheena?
So her, I'll give her, I understand if that's your friend, you wish you would have heard about it, not from social media.
Right.
That's fine.
But there's NDAs involved.
But it's the fact that she's jealous. I don't think she's upset that she didn't hear about it first. It's, I'm jealous that I didn't have this thing. I think she was under the impression starting the show that she was going to be the main character.
Yeah, she was going to be a principal, as they say.
And technically she is a main character, but she is not the main character.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
Ariana is.
I think that she probably thought that, like, oh, well, because the season that Scandoval was happening, she was getting married that season. I think that she thought that that would be, like, her season. Now, to be fair, I will say this, because we keep it real on Really Riley. Like, the years that I got engaged, the years that I got married, the years that I had my second child, which was my first with my husband, my other, the other co-host on the show, also in tandem within, like, a year and was still talking about it, got married. So I understand what that is when you're on an entertainment spectrum and you have these big, you live your life, you know, on air or on TV in this case, and you have these big things happen and then it gets like kind of watered down by somebody else's stuff. So I could see how she would have a little bit of residual, like, not the whole, why isn't it about me? But I could see how she would feel kind of meh about it. But as she says, Ariana has been her bestie forever, ever. And you can tell, as much as Ariana is disgusted by the fact that Sheena wants to still try and be friends with Sandoval, that she still cares about Sheena and she still cares about how she feels. But honestly, D, girl, like, pigs would fly with, you know, pink robes on before this would happen. But if Marshall and I ever got a divorce and he did some shit like that, here I go projecting again, which he would never, and you were trying to like skirt around and like be friends with him again, I'd be like, girl, what you doing? What the hell? No.
No, Sheena is very opportunistic. And let me just say this, because I don't get it. Like, I legit thought I missed something. So I'm like, oh, I thought this was going to be my year to be on Dancing with the Stars. Why? Why did you think this was your year? You have nothing going for you. Your single career is a flop. You were a mistress 10 years ago. You are scandal adjacent. You have literally nothing going for you to have as like your story, your comeback. You're not overcoming anything besides I'm never the main character. When
that's that D I know and love. You just said scandal adjacent. Girl, I need to put that on a t-shirt or something, or a candle. You're so right though. It's like, I mean, shit, my feelings didn't go that deep for Sheena, but I also get it. Like, it just sort of, why? It's reality TV, which, face it, reality TV has been like what is the biggest scandal of the moment. And it's not like Ariana wanted this. Is it a perk or the icing, or maybe, like, you know, I don't know, a band-aid for her that she's finally making money and she's getting all, you know, she's literally on Bravo. Okay. Like at that network, like the actual New York or Bravo Broadway. Sorry. And she's doing like all of these big things. And Sheena, I'll say this, like, I've listened to her podcast a lot and she's actually really good. I'll give her that. She's the only one out of any of them, and I said this before, that has like a journalism background in terms of she got a degree for it. She's the only one of the podcasts, like, even though I'll listen to them, that she actually really does do her homework and all that. So she's got her own stuff going on. She has a baby. She's married. Like, she has an outside life out of this. Ariana kind of didn't, because her whole life was wrapped around Tom. Like, even her damn cocktail book that she had to redo, he snaked his way in there. So when she lost him, you know, Lala was telling her a couple episodes ago, like, you know, she lost her best friend, you know, in Tom. And she's like, yeah, me too. Both of them. And that Rachel chick. And I don't think I would ever have, you know, the balls to go to my friend and be like, oh, I miss that person. Why? Because even in the scene in this episode, when she's trying to give Sandoval a leg up and be like, dude, why can't you just go to Katie and say, you know, I'm sorry and blah, 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 blah. Like, did you notice the glare on his face that he would not look at her. He literally, his eyes turned black and he just was like staring. Like in his head, you could just hear him saying, I just want this to be over because somebody is telling me about myself.
Every time I watch this, I realize Tom really is just like kind of sick in the head. Like yeah. He really is that deep of a narcissist.
Yes.
But Shayna talking to him, I'm like, why are we doing this? You are begging for this man to be your friend again. It's not even that it's naturally happening. Mm-hmm. You're trying to make it okay. And Ariana, well, she didn't say it to her, but she called her out. She's like, she's bringing this to me because she 100% plans on being friends with him again. So she's trying to soften the blow and lay groundwork
yep.
for me to be okay with it. And it's like, no, I'm telling her. And it's like, you're not going to make me feel bad for not changing what I said. As y'all want to be friends with him, then you're not my friend.
Right. But it's also like you said, I love this phrase too now, scandal adjacent. Because if you think back to the old episode when Scandal, the last ones, where she looks at him with such venom and she's like, I am not friends with you anymore because I can't, you know, co-sign what you've done. It's like, okay, when the scandal was that to hate Tom, but now people that are coming around and she realizes that she can get screen time because of it. Because if not, she's going to fall by the wayside. Because think about it this way, too. Lala has, you know, Lala's kind of Lala, though. Like, Lala is a main character just because she has that main character energy. You know, because she had her Randall scandal, too. And she's not really dating anybody, but she just, like, is the one that kind of, like, has a different story. She's sober. There's just different things about her. Then you have Swartz and his girl, Joe, which she gives me anxiety with her energy. But that's, like, a new relationship. And then, you know, what do you think on Joe? Ooh, what are your thoughts about Joe?
Joe's such an odd bird. Right. She's very odd. And weirdly enough, I don't understand why Tom is reluctant, because they seem like two peas in a pod. I'm not even gonna lie. They seem perfect little airheads for each other.
True. But I don't think Tom wants anything to do with her. Like, you can tell, like, whenever anybody says, oh, yeah, I get, like, when James Kennedy's girlfriend was saying, like, oh yeah, I totally get just best friend vibes. And she's like, mm-mm. You can see it on her face. Like, she wants that scandal out there. She's a little snake, though. She should team up with Sheena, because the text that she was sending Katie about, like, oh, I love you and I support you, and then a month later you're screwing her ex-husband, just as much as they, like, denied it and now they're saying it, just yuck. I don't know. Your girl Sheena, like, and I feel like there was one scene with her husband where her husband's trying to get them a nanny and she's just like, no. And he's like, well, I can't have a schedule. And she's like, I can't have a schedule, like, because of her career. And he's like, well, I can't either. You know, all these people are talking about him as if he's just this payroll husband. Did a podcast about that a couple down, that he can't really work. He can't really go out for his own shit because he's dad, which admirable, especially from what we know about him with his other children. But I don't know. Like, Sheena's just definitely all me. So yeah, we're gonna see how that plays out, because there's more in the upcoming episodes of her talking to Sandoval, like, what do I mean to you? And then she says that thing of in the teaser, like, is it because we're filming, like, on camera or in life? Like, I don't even know what Sandoval really would want with her, other than to, like, what Ariana says, he's trying to snake his way in, because if he gets to her, which he is, even James Kennedy was, like, trying to defend him a little bit. He was saying, like, when he got upset with Sheena and left at that party, he was like, what are you doing, man? You know, you had this chance and you're messing it all up. Like, James, why do you want to be tight with him again? Because you were so mad.
Yeah, I thought, like, that was another thought I had. I was like, man, James of all people. I was like, y'all really forgave this man so quickly. But I'm like, I guess guys are different than girls. Where it's like, Ariana, I think, is at least expecting for girls to be loyal to her.
Yeah,
I don't think her and James were that close for her to expect any kind of loyalty out of him. If she got it, cool. If not, she probably understands why he went the other way. Like, he was closer with Tom. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. But I'm like, Sheena, you're fighting for this. And to know after the fact, because I did watch Dancing with the Stars and all that drama with her being at the club with Tom while also going to support Ariana. I'm like, girl, you're a snake. You're not a real friend.
Yeah. You can't have it both ways. You really just can't. If she had come at it maybe in the beginning of, like, I'm not choosing sides, that could have been a different story. But, like, how could you choose any side there? And how she was just like, oh, my God, I got this restraining order against me. And I know that that's stressful, court things, everything, that sucks. But, girl, you acted like you were the one that got cheated on. And I can't wait until the later episodes when Schwartz comes out and says that he made out with Sheena. Nobody's paying attention to that just yet. Like, what? That, I don't know. And she was a bridesmaid. She was a, wasn't she a bridesmaid in their wedding? I don't know. They were all like, it's all very confusing because Ariana was a bridesmaid at Katie's wedding. So on Schwartz's side too. So yeah. Whew. So I want to just like do a little side note right now about Tom Sandoval's poor assistant, Anne. Like, damn. That the shit that that woman has to put up with. Like, the way Tom was talking about her, too, is he was like, you know, as my assistant, some of her duties are to, like, clean up. Like, I don't know. When I sign up for, like, an executive assistant job from somebody in media, I'm not thinking that I have to clean up after people. I didn't, like, housekeeping?
Not like that, no. Like, I get maybe light cleaning up, let me close this bag of chips, not let me clean up after your entire party.
Yeah.
Of like, and for him to say, oh yeah, I clean up and make sure she doesn't have a huge mess. I'm like, where?
Right. That was disgusting. All of it. And she's having to clean it up. Like, ugh, that poor girl. And what's funny is I just saw a teaser for one of the Forward episodes where Ariana is saying she's approaching burnout and that she needs an assistant. And she says, she's like, can I volunteer for the job? I'm like, oh God. Like, can you imagine that drama? Because she's like the liaison between the two of them. And that's also very weird. Their house seems very big, but to have to like have a third party announce when I'm coming down the stairs in my house, like, ugh. But also, I want to ask your opinion on this one. There's the whole house situation. Their house is like $1.2 million. And Ariana's saying, like, you know, from a financial standpoint, she wants to be responsible, which no matter how much money she's making right now, she says, like, right before this whole Scandoval thing came down, that she was on her last $2,000, which, you know, in L.A., that's like $2. And she doesn't want to just, like, move out. And I don't think it's that. I really do think that it's, like, a little bit more spite, which is fine, because if somebody did that shit to me, no, I'm not going to just give you this beautiful house that we basically built up together. But what do you think about that? Because he wants them to sell. He wants to buy her out. She wants to sell it. I think that he should be putting his tail between his legs and saying, okay, I ruined our lives. Let me just like let this go to somebody else.
Yeah, the whole house situation, I don't think I understand like why she doesn't want to like have him buy her out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get from his side why he doesn't just want to sell, because then at the very least, like, they both can just cut ties with the house. But yeah, you're right, he does not care. Like, for her, this is gonna forever be the house where her life turned upside down. This is the house where someone she thought she was spending the rest of her life with cheated, whereas he sees it as like, something bad happened, moving on to the next. New memory.
And let me just get into this part, the sexy singles party. Like, first of all, he's sitting here trying to say that he's so sorry and so contrite, but yet he's bringing randoms home from the bar in the same episode, mind you, talking about putting his toe back in the water of dating, where he's bawling, crying over Rachel Raquel and the pictures of we're so happy and that'll never be again. Like, but what are you doing? Like, granted, she wasn't home, but how are you going to bring more scallywags into the scene of the crime and expect people to forgive you? Like, what the hell? Ugh, he's so gross. I can't. And
the party overall was weird. Right? The vibe was weird. I didn't understand it. He was so cringy in the pool with those two girls. I'm like,
this is why you're my girl.
Are you being awkward on purpose? Like, are you just this bad?
He looked like he was taking a pee in the water with whatever that little stance was that he had. I was like, what is he doing? He's taking a squat in the pool? And he's just like, oh, so have you guys, like, done this? And he does this little, like, eyebrow flick to try to be cute. I'm like, you just literally look like just, there's nothing attractive. Like,
But no, he made it so weird because he's like, oh, yeah, I just live here with my roommate. You know who my roommate is, right? And I have to have in my mindset of like, okay, because it was all filmed last summer. So I'm like, okay, people know about Sandoval. Like, that was a huge thing. Yeah. If you're at Tom Sandoval's house, you know. And so he's like, oh, my ex-girlfriend. No, but like,
Bravo cameras everywhere. Like,
why bring it up? I mean, I guess, okay, whatever. But then also the little joke, he was like, yeah, I'll probably be married and within a year. I'm like, you're being really weird right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I don't get why.
It's just like, I don't think that he was actually trying to date those girls. I really don't. Because now he has a girlfriend, so we hear. And for him, it's just like, honestly, like nothing against those girls because they're beautiful, but I feel like that wouldn't be the chick that he would go for. He would probably want someone a little bit more plastic than the two of them. But I just can't believe. And I guess A plus for Schwartz that he's like, oh, it got weird, I got to leave, because he's still trying to be cool with Ariana and everybody else. But that whole party thing is just like, dude, you're just gross. And it seems like that Billy girl, I can't stand her. She is such a fucking hanger on. She's trying so desperately to get back onto Bravo. I just can't with her. And he's okay with having these yes people around him. And as we saw with that scene with Sheena, when she was trying to like give him a leg up, anybody that says anything differently to him, he immediately gets defensive. I'm going, this is my life too. Like, well, you started this shit, dude. Period. Like, you can't force people to just be over it. Because he's like, it's been such a long time. It was like 5 months at the time. Like, just, ugh.
If they started filming in July and all of this happened in March, it was barely any real time passed.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And so the fact that barely any time had truly passed between everything happening and them filming, and he still was in a space of refusing to kind of truly apologize to people, except that he just wanted people to move on from it. I'm like, you haven't earned the right for people to move on. I understand if you took accountability and apologized in the way, like even Sheena is saying, you apologize and so much time has passed, I would get yes, move on from it. But because he's the type of person to not take accountability and not truly apologize for anything, and I think he thinks he truly didn't do anything that bad.
Yep, because, oh, when Katie was just like, oh, I forgot about this, when he tried to like do this lame forced apology to Katie, and she's like, it's unfathomable. He's like, unfathomable? You mean you can never fathom that that would happen? No, dude, no. Not in anybody that you've known for 10 years that she was as devoted to you as you were. Like, no, that's not fathomable. And what's even more unfathomable, I hate that word because I can't say it, unfathomable, whatever, you got me. But it like, what? The fact, he's an apologizer, but he's an apologized butter. He's a butter, literally. It's like, I'm sorry, but. And it negates anything he's trying to say. Katie just like, I think Katie is a little bit harsh. Like, I don't know that me and Katie would be friends in real life, but she sticks to her guns. It's just sort of like, she made a great point when she said, you know, I was in his situation. I know what that is to love someone so much, supposedly because he's saying Ariana like didn't give him what he needed in the relationship. And she's like, I walked away from a 12, 13 year relationship and a marriage because I wasn't getting what I wanted. I didn't go fuck his best friend, which would have
His only response was, we're different people.
Yeah.
Like, do you realize what the problem is? It's like, that statement alone, you could have at least said, you know what, you're right, you have a point, I was wrong. But instead, oh, we're different people.
Yeah, clearly. I'm a different breed. I'm like, you're a zombie and I'm an actual human. Just, ooh. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to dig himself out of this one, but I like the whole journaling thing and the whole not drinking thing. Like, I think that's great. Obviously, I don't drink, you know, but I think that that's great that you have the mental clarity to get through this stuff. But so now I got to chit chat a little bit about Brittany and Jax and the Valley. So I know that the Valley wasn't exactly your jam and you're more into the Vanderpump Rules, but you know, Brittany and Jax and then Kristen from Vanderpump Rules. I'm not feeling the whole transition from the end of the show to the Valley. Like, they did that with the Hills years ago. They did that when they went from Real Houses of Beverly Hills into Vanderpump Rules. It just seems really fake. Like, it just, I know that reality TV is not scripted, but it's kind of scripted, or at least like not so gently nudged in certain directions. Don't do the whole transition thing, because then that makes it like a sitcom, or it makes it, you know, a TV show versus reality TV.
Yeah. And you can feel it because they did it with, Summer House, because I was like, these episodes feel so weird, and then halfway through I was like, oh, y'all were setting up for this show.
Yes,
got it. And that's the end of this episode. When Jax came back, I was like, oh, is this supposed to be the transition into the Valley? Is that what we're doing right now?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what's funny too, is though Jax did, he read him for filth though. He's like, that nail polish, you gotta get rid of it. He's like, damn, you look better, dude, because I thought you looked like a 50-year-old man. Even though Jax needs to stop with whatever he's doing to his face, it's funny that they talked about their plastic surgery in that episode, because on Watch What Happens Live, Bravo or Andy was like, he did a poll. Would anybody use their plastic surgeon? I feel so bad for that plastic surgeon that is his name walking around like that. Cause Jax, I know you don't like this, but I used to think Jax was hot. Like, Jax is the dude that I would go for back in the day. Now I look at him like, ugh, no, thank you. But so they were saying, a lot of people are saying that Brittany and Jax, they're split up right now. She moved out of their $1.9 million house and they have a son. She's, you know, not being quiet about it at all. They were trying to say that this was a publicity stunt, but she came out and was saying things, spilling it all. She said that Jax's lack of sex drive was part of it. Like, they don't have sex anymore ever, she said. She said that Cruz, their son, is the most important thing. And she said she's just trying to have fun and be happy. But in regards to the PR stunt, she said, I can't control the freaking timing. I wish I could. If people have actually watched me and know my personality, they would understand that it's not something I would do for a show. I'm all about family. I'm all about marriage. It's been about that my entire life. This is something that I really needed to step back for a minute. She also went on to say, we've been together 9 years and people stop appreciating and take you for granted after some time. I don't think he ever appreciated her. And that should never happen in marriage. She said, so I'm trying to get that back. If it doesn't come back, then we won't get back together. But she also says that their dry spell hit at her self-esteem, because Brittany's body type used to be very different when they first got together. She's still fucking gorgeous. But she said, I had to just be like, I'm hot as hell and I'm not going to listen to this bullshit anymore. Get it, Brittany? She said, I asked him to do 4 little things and go to therapy was one of them. She said that he wasn't doing any of it. He used the excuse that he'd been burned by therapists before, which might be like a narcissistic thing. I don't know, because it's like, it's easy to say this therapist didn't tell me what I wanted to hear and that you were burned by them. But she said, like, I'm not perfect by any means. I had to step out and take care of myself and my son. That matters more than anything. But here's the thing. When talking about another kid, she said, you'll see it play out through the season and a whole other reason why we're not where we are now. She said, I would so go the Lala route if I needed to. I admire her for that. Lala just announced that she is pregnant via a sperm donor that she doesn't know. She said, I want more kids. I want Cruz to have a sibling. She said, I love that big family dynamic. I don't want a million kids, but at least I want one more. And I'm only 35, so I could maybe meet somebody if it goes that route. She said, I don't know. I'm not saying I would. Maybe if me and Jax got back together, we could still have another one. If not, I'll go to the Lala route. I don't think that Jax and Brittany should get back together. Honestly, like, they have a marriage, but they said not too far off from when they either signed the papers for the Valley or the, you know, probably the show's conception, that they stayed away from reality TV because of the fact that it was toxic for them. And notice that they had a good couple of years together as a family. And then all of a sudden, Jax gets a spotlight back. He's opening a bar and boom, there's rumors that he's cheating. Like, I don't know. Do you think that they should have ever really gotten married? Honestly, like, because he cheated before.
I think initially, and this is just me seeing the best in people, where it's like, I was kind of always rooting for Jax to be a better person because he would show he could be. And it's like, okay, Brittany is really good for you. Brittany is here. How dare you hurt her?
Yeah.
But maybe it's only going to take that one time and she doesn't deserve that. But still, it's like, okay, if she is finding it in herself, if she likes it, I love it. Cool. Mm-hmm.
You're a better
But
person.
Now, it's reality TV is like a drug for him.
Oh, yeah.
I think
for all like, people, honestly. Oh,
yeah, it's like they took a step away and they were really good because he was clean. He was sober off of his drug. And now the opportunity to have it back is turning him back into the old person. As he's slowly being pushed back into the old life he has. Brittany does not want to be with him anymore and they divorce, like, he still has that part of him that I think will keep him semi-good to be a good dad.
Yeah, yes.
But I think he's going to go back to being problematic. He hasn't grown up. He was around a bunch of kids, essentially, because Jax was the oldest one. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Brittany's younger than him. Like, he never truly grew up.
Yeah, he's 44, she's 35, so they're just shy of 10 years apart. Like, Britney has been his ride or die. And the thing that bothers me so much is that when she, like, people talk about, like, he's not attracted to her because of her weight, that's so fucking gross. Because she gained that weight to give your son a life, sir. And it's just like, I don't know, when I think in terms of like my relationship, and you've been in a relationship for a long time too, that I couldn't see either one of our partners ever doing some shit like that. Like, ever. It's just, you marry someone for their soul, not for the shell of what, you know, holds their organs in. And it would be just very indicative of who Jax Taylor or Jason, whatever the heck his other last name is. What is it? Couchy? Jason Couchy would do, because he's all about that. And I don't know. I just think that Britney really does deserve more. Her son deserves more. And that, like, having a kid will change you. I think Britney's one of the only ones that has remained, like, really, truly to herself throughout this whole reality TV process.
Because she never wanted this. I think the rest of them wanted this kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
She was just kind of thrust into it. And when she could get away from it, she did. Honestly, I think Britney, they're going to divorce. Britney is going to find her a good man and live happily ever after.
She's going to get a spinoff watch. Yeah. You know, I just don't see that working out right now, like, with Jax. I mean, he's going to regret it 100%. And, like, I honestly think that Jax, though, is a little bit nicer of a narcissist than Tom Sandoval, dare I say, because I think he does feel bad about some of the stuff he does, but then just does it anyway. I think Sandoval does not feel bad at all. But another hot mess express I want to talk about is Kristen. Kristen Doty is back, and now she is 40, and she's always been the hot mess. But then again, I think she's been done dirty by some people. You know, she was cheated on by Sandoval. James Kennedy treated her like duty, even though she treated him like duty too. She got physical with him. Now she's back with this new boyfriend. And in the beginning of the episode, that she talks about how she had this beautiful house that she bought with, you know, the money from Vanderpump Rules. And then she was with a guy for a long time, and he urged her to move out of her house and into his house and sell her house. 5 months later, they broke up. Now, she is with this new guy that she met a couple of days later at a wedding. They banged at the wedding behind a tent, as she says. And now she's saying she wants to have a baby with him. He lives in L.A. Or
what?
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. He lives, wait, is it in L.A. or is it New York or Utah or something? He lives out of state, not even here. And they don't have a plan for that, but they're actively trying to get pregnant. And I'm just like, oh, girl. And Jax, of all people, is the one that's been speaking aloud about this, about you need to be ready to have a child, which I do agree with him there. But I'm like, Kristen, like, we've seen for 10 plus years your messiness with relationships, and I am no one to judge, on camera. But now you want to bring a child into it? And God bless her poor
baby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, maybe I do need to watch The Valley. I told you, I love mess. I love mess. And I'm like, that.
I told you. Cause see, I got you hooked on Vanderpump Rules. And it's funny, we had a conversation on this via text that you're like, if you tell me it's good, I'm going to watch it. It is, though. Like, I think it's going to even get better because obviously the whole Jax and Britney thing plays out. I know that there's a lot of other cast members that are involved, but honestly, the other cast members so far to me are just kind of like, meh. They're just filler in a sense. But it's going to get messy. And side note, guess who appeared in the very first episode a couple of times on The Valley? I'll give you one guess.
If I had to guess, I don't know, one of the times?
Sheena did.
She, of course.
Yep, exactly.
Why am I not?
Yep. Because if she can't be the queen of Vanderpump, she's going to skip on over to The Valley. Ugh. I
can't stand Sheena. Honestly,
I know.
She does something to me. I can't stand the girl.
I know. It's just like, I tried to like her really hard. And like when she became a mom and she met Brock, like I was rooting for them, because when all the drama about Brock was coming out that he didn't take care of his kids and this, that, and the third. And it's just like, ugh. So lots of juiciness. So now, Deandra, do I have the absolute pride of saying I'm going to get you hooked on yet another Bravo TV show? Dun, dun, dun. Admit it.
Possibly.
Oh, possibly my ass.
Yeah.
Watch it. Watch.
I mean.
Watch. You're going to go what? You're going to go DVR. I bet you any money.
They have to deliver the drama, the mess. If they can show me that, then they may get me. especially if Vanderpump tries to sporadically do those crossovers, because Jax and Kristen can easily be like, hey guys, I'm over here for a second.
Oh, yeah. Or Lala, like, was in the first episode too. You're gonna watch it. See, I told you this was gonna be so much fun. You guys said, this is why I like to talk about these things with my friends, because I feel like it's a really cool perspective versus interviewing somebody else that is also in media that talks about it, or, you know, something in that vein, because I feel like it's a real life perspective. But I think that these issues, because it's reality TV, is real, or as, you know, fake as reality TV can be, there are real issues there that you can pick apart and talk about. I think that's why we love it so much. And it makes our lives less messy. So maybe next time we talk in Riley's Cup of Tea, Deandra, I'll have you back, and you will have to give me a report on your episode watching of The Valley. Because you're trying to get me to watch Summer House. And I'm just like, eh. I don't want to.
No, I was trying to get you. I was raving over Salt Lake City. That was what I got into.
I like Salt Lake City, but it's just, it wasn't my favorite. Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of New York. I'm trying to get you on that one, but I don't know that you're going to like the first episodes of that one. Atlanta, I loved, but now I can't watch it because I lived there. I'm sort of weird like that. I watch Potomac because I live here and I know about it, but I feel just some kind of way. If it's in a city that I've lived in, I'm kind of like, oh. You know, it ruins it for me a little bit, but yeah. What was the other show you were trying to get me to watch and I said no? Love is Blind or something like that?
I did. Honestly, any trash reality TV, I'm your girl.
Yes, I know. So, I mean, honestly, yeah, like for a while there, I didn't want to talk about any kind of entertainment on the podcast, but because I did that for 20 years in radio. But I'm like, you know what? This is what I watch. I watch this and crime podcasts or crime shows, and that's about it. So any of you guys that have any kind of Riley's Cup of Tea-ness, if you got some tea bags, send them on over to me at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on the socials at Riley Couture, at Really Riley Podcast, and at House of W by Riley. Side note, Deandra is like my unofficial candle ambassador, because she'll come out and help me with the pop-ups and we'll people watch, and she knows the scents better than I do. Like, I will be helping somebody and I'll turn around and she's like, oh yeah, that's Capri, or this one is Sweet Sugar, or whatever it is. So you've like, you're one of my ride or dies, and I love you for coming on the podcast, and we'll do this again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, girl. All right, you guys, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. It's Really Riley.